All right, welcome to the debut broadcast of the Live Free or Die radio program right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Lee Rogers, and throughout the next hour, I'm going to cover all sorts of news and information pertaining to our fight against the New World Order. I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. Strongly encourage you to check it out. Well, the news information I'm going to talk about on today's program is on that website, so be sure to check it out. And I'll give up the call number. We have open lines throughout this hour, so if you'd like to call in and comment on any of the news information that I'm going to be talking about on today's show, that number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And without further ado, let me get into some things I'm going to talk about on the show. We, of course, have the big news from Venezuela, and the Venezuelan people actually voted down a referendum that would have given Hugo Chavez extraordinary powers. So very interesting news there. We also have this vote in Russia, this whole deal over in Russia where Putin's power actually gained even more power. And Putin is claiming the vote is a victory and it's a mandate, and you have Europe urging an election probe into the whole situation. You have Garry Kasparov, who is, of course, the famous chess player, and he's saying that the Russian elections were actually the dirtiest in history. They even arrested him. So there's a lot of weird stuff going there. Also going to try to get into this news story on Iran, and turns out that Iran actually halted their nuclear weapons program in the year 2003. This is an article from the International Herald Tribune, and we'll be getting into that because it just basically shows how this whole buildup for this war against Iran is just a complete and total fraud. And, I mean, let's face it. We have all these other countries with nuclear weapons. You have North Korea. You have Pakistan. You have India. You have all these other nations with nuclear weapons. Yet, what we have here is we have the United States with its military on both sides of Iran, our Navy surrounding the country, and we're telling them that they cannot have a nuclear program. It's just completely insane and crazy. So we'll be talking about that. Also got a bunch of our news I'm going to try to get into. Paul Wolfowitz has resurfaced. He's been offered a new job at the State Department. I mean, what else do we have here? We have all sorts of craziness. There's no way I'm going to be able to get to all this news in 1 hour. What else? San Francisco is offering guns for gift cards. So they get people trading their guns, and they're getting gift cards, which, in my view, if you do that, it's a very poor decision. It's getting more and more difficult to own a firearm in this country. And if you don't own a firearm, I highly recommend you get one, because what they're doing with this whole NCIS thing, with this criminal identification system, is then they're going to start classifying people as mentally ill, and they're going to be putting mentally ill people on this list. You won't be able to get a gun if you're somehow put on that list. So there's some craziness going there. Some economic news. National debt grows 1 million a minute now. I mean, our country is just going absolutely broke. Absolutely broke. $1.4 billion a day. The national debt is growing. I mean, this is just completely and totally insane. And when Ron Paul, when he says that we're broke, he means it. This nation is completely bankrupt. They continue to print more and more Federal Reserve notes out of thin air. And something's got to give. It's resulting in rampant inflation. The debt continues to skyrocket. They still want to expand our military around the globe, even though we can't afford it. This country is being set up for a major, major fall. But anyway, we're going to get into all these news stories and many more. Lots of information to cover. We'll be back right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
All right, back here on Live Free Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Lee Rogers. This is the debut episode of Live Free Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And basically, it's going to be a news and informational program. Pretty much going to run down the day's news, all the important events, and all the crazy goings on with the New World Order right here on this hourly program, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central. So I hope that you will join me consistently as I continue to do the show. Lots of important news and information to cover. So let's get right into it. First, let's go over this one. This is the national debt story. Of course, I mentioned it briefly in the first segment. Let me read from this. This is an Associated Press article. National debt grows $1 million a minute. Like a ticking time bomb, the national debt is an explosion waiting to happen. It is expanding by about $1.4 billion a day, or nearly $1 million a minute. What's that mean to you? It means almost $30,000 in debt for each man, woman, child, and infant in the United States. Even if you've escaped the recent housing and credit crunches and are coping with rising fuel prices, you may still be headed for economic misery along the rest of the country. That's because the government is fast-straining resources needed to meet interest payments on the national debt, which stands at a mind-numbing $9.13 trillion. Let's face it, this country is going bankrupt. And to add insult to injury on this, I have another story here. Millions of tax refunds could be delayed. So the money that the IRS steals from us, they're now saying that our refunds, the little crumbs that they give us after they steal our money, could be delayed. And let me read from this one. Associated Press article. Selena Davis had counted on an early tax refund to pay for getting her teeth fixed. Now, because Congress has dawdled all year on a tax bill, she and millions of our early filers could have to wait extra weeks for refunds that last year averaged $2,291. You know, it just shows you that the bureaucracy is just completely insane and just gone mad. First of all, the IRS should not be taking that money from us in the first place. The income tax should be zero, because in a free country, you don't have a graduated income tax. In fact, the graduated income tax, is a major plank of the Communist Manifesto, just like a central bank. So why is it that we have two of these things in the United States of America, a supposed free country? Why is that the case? We basically have a fascist economic system in this country. We do not have a free market system, as Larry Kudlow and all these fools on the mainstream media try to convince us that we do. And this is just a microcosm of the problems of this whole system. So our national debt is over $9 trillion, according to that Associated Press article. And it's just going to get worse as the Federal Reserve continues to print more and more money out of thin air and inflates our currency, so our bank accounts become worth less and less. Buy gold, buy silver, protect yourself. Buy ammunition, buy food, buy toilet paper, buy cigarettes, buy anything except putting your worthless Federal Reserve notes stocked away under the bed. Because the dollar, these Federal Reserve notes, they will eventually go to zero. There's historical precedent set for this. Every fiat currency in the history of mankind has either been replaced or collapsed. And I'm afraid these Federal Reserve notes and the U.S. dollar is destined to suffer the same fate. So be sure to protect yourself. So that just kind of underscores kind of where we are in the realm of our economy. But let's get on to some of the international news stories that have been floating around out there. Let's first go over this story with Iran. Now, this is from the International Herald Tribune. Let me read from this. Iran halted nuclear weapons program in 2003. This is a story that's been getting a lot of play on the establishment media outlets, and it's interesting. It's interesting. Let me read it. Iran halted its nuclear weapons development program in the fall of 2003 under international pressure, but is continuing to enrich uranium, which means it may still be able to develop a weapon between 2010 and 2015, according to a new U.S. intelligence assessment released Monday. That finding, part of a new national intelligence estimate on Iran, is a sharp turnaround from 2 years ago when U.S. intelligence agencies believed Tehran was determined to develop a nuclear weapons capability and was continuing its weapons development program. It suggests that Iran's decisions are rational and pragmatic, and that Tehran is more susceptible to diplomatic and financial pressure than previously thought, the document concluded. And this is very interesting, because if Iran halted its nuclear weapons development program, and yeah, sure, they might be able to develop a weapon between 2010 and 2015, you know, fine, but why the rush to war? Why the rush to get involved in some sort of conflict with the Iranians? Those people over there are going to fight us to the death, just like they did in the war with Iraq. Any war with Iran will end up to be a complete and total disaster for the United States. First of all, you'd have oil going up to around $200 a barrel. The Council of Foreign Relations President Richard Haass has gone on record with his beliefs on this. Hugo Chavez says the same thing. There's a lot of people throwing around the $200 a barrel figure if there is war with Iran. And maybe that's what they want. Maybe that's what the establishment wants to further bankrupt the middle class in this country. Who knows what these people have planned? But any war with Iran is completely and totally insane when you consider that Pakistan, India, and all these other countries have nuclear weapons. So what's so special about Iran? It's because that's the next step to get into the Central Asian countries that are heavily involved in the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Alliance. You have China, you have Russia, you have the Central Asian countries that used to be part of the Soviet bloc. You have all of these nations that form this alliance basically to counterbalance the United States, its imperialistic ways in the Middle East. It's a counterbalance to it. Kind of like a counterbalance to NATO. That's probably the best way to explain it. And the reason why we're trying to antagonize Iran into some sort of conflict is so we can go in there, take their resources, then look on to Central Asia, Russia, and China for the eventual setup for in our world war, World War IV, as some of these neoconservatives like to describe it as. This is some very, very scary stuff. But the fact they halt this nuclear weapons program just further undermines the case to go to war with Iran by this criminal administration. Let's go on to this news from Venezuela real quick. And what's interesting about Hugo Chavez, the way I look at Hugo Chavez, is that I don't think he's a good guy. He's a socialist. He through this referendum they tried to pass, he failed, fortunately, but he was trying to seize pretty much ultimate control over his nation. You know, I like the fact that he is fighting the criminals that have taken over our government, are trying to form this global government and this new world order. However, this guy is a socialist. This guy wanted to actually adopt this whole socialistic system in his country. And actually, let me just read from the article. This is from the Scotsman over in the United Kingdom. I'll just read from it. It deals with how his plans for this referendum that promised all these sweeping constitutional changes was defeated by the referendum. And let me just read from it. By a narrow margin, Venezuela yesterday rejected socialism and refused to hand its president almost unlimited powers to rule indefinitely in what is the first major defeat for the controversial Hugo Chavez in 9 years of government. I congratulate my opponents for their victory, President Chavez said in a televised address to the nation, but added that he would still pursue his aim of a fully socialist Venezuela. This is a key word, socialist. We'll continue in the struggle to build socialism, Mr. Chavez said. Mr. Chavez's graceful acknowledgement of defeat should diffuse the violence that characterized the campaign where students battled Chavista loyalists, leaving at least four dead. And it goes on to say, the referendum to change 69 articles of the Constitution was defeated by a 51-49% margin. It proposed sweeping changes to everything from the right to private property, which is bad news. I mean, private property is at the inner core of a free society, and he wanted to get rid of that. It also had indefinite presidential reelection, a six-hour working day. There's also a move in there to further nationalize the Venezuelan bank. That's probably not a bad thing. That's what we should be doing here. But the vast majority of this referendum was bad because it concentrated power within the executive branch, not really executive branch, but with Chavez, I should say. So that's very good news that I got defeated, because I am completely against socialism, communism, all these different ideals that promote collectivism. I mean, I'm for the Constitution, I'm for freedom, I'm for liberty. I'm not for this collectivist groupthink and having the government dictate what I should be doing in my life. It just drives me nuts. And I'm told we have a few calls. Let's actually get to those. Let's get to Ernie from Virginia. Ernie, you're on the air. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Are you the author of the article House Passes Thought Crime Prevention Bill? Are you the Lee Rogers?
Yes, that's me.
Outstanding piece. One of the most troubling pieces of legislation I've read in a long time is House Bill 1955 and Senate Bill 1959, this thought crime legislation. And your analysis of that bill was on point. And what I don't understand, perhaps you can provide some insight here, why was it that we had 404 Congress members vote for this thing and only six opposed?
Well, my personal take on it is the fact that both these political parties, I mean, they've pretty much sold their souls to the military-industrial complex and special interests. There's absolutely no excuse for all of these people to have voted and passed this bill in such an overwhelming fashion. I mean, Dennis Kucinich is one of the few that voted against it. Ron Paul didn't vote on it. But, I mean, that's pretty much what I think as to why they actually pass this thing. And whenever there's something about terrorism or whatever, security, a lot of these people don't even read the bill. They just jump on the bandwagon and just go along with it.
Well, it is terrible legislation. It's continuing along that line of undermining our First Amendment rights, Fourth Amendment rights. And have you read the...
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Okay, we're back here at Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're joined here with Ernie. And Ernie, I apologize for the break. That came up pretty quick. So would you like to finish up your thought on H.R. 1955?
Yes. Well, I wanted to just talk about the body of the work. 1955, Senate Bill 1959, the thought crime legislation, also the hate crime legislation, and the workplace hate crime bill, also the... Senate Bill 817 to further undermine our private property rights, celebrating America's Heritage Act, and then the Bilderberg meeting at the end of May, early June, the discussion and celebration of the Bush administration's reversal of the Law of the Sea Treaty to give the UN more authority over the country, to undermine the nation-state concept, our sovereignty, give the UN land-based pollution source authority and enforcement over us and international taxing authority. We see many people in the country see this growing pattern of a world socialist movement from both the administration and our Congress.
And, oh, yeah, there's absolutely no question, Ernie. The Law of the Sea Treaty is a bad one. You know, I mean, but there's attacking us from all different angles. I look at all these crazy bills. I mean, Senate Bill 2191, which is another one that I covered, is the carbon credit system, which is basically a carbon credit enslavement system that's going to develop this new currency based off of carbon credits. I mean, they got so much stuff going on right now. They're hitting us up from all different angles. It's hard to keep up with everything.
Oh, it really is. But when you got to go back to some of the fundamental concepts, Agenda 21 with President Bush Sr., and the reduction of the world's population, 80 to 90%. And you were talking about some contemporary issues this evening. Did you see the story about the newest strain of Ebola in Uganda?
I did see something about that, yes. What happened with that?
Well, I really haven't studied, I mean, read the article entirely. I just look, there's so much going on. It's like we're hit from so many different angles, from toxic food that we import, FDA not doing its job, and the economy tanking and the dollar declining 60% in value during the Bush administration, and jobs being outsourced. The economic horizon is very bad. The wars for profit and the continuation of the talk about a potential attack on Iran, all of this together suggests something really bad coming. And this Senate bill, or House Resolution 1955 that you addressed, it's done in anticipation of something blowing up in the near term. Because
I totally agree with you. I mean, you see everything these people are doing. It's just off the charts.
Oh, it's off the charts. I've never seen things worse than this. And the only way we can stop this, it's in a constitutional republic, it's going to take you and I and citizens who give a damn about this country to get off their duffs, call their elected representatives and their senators and put the heat on them and say no to all of this crap. This is treasonous legislation. It's undermining our whole country. We're at the end of the line here. And we have
Ernie, you couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, you know, you're right on the money. And, you know, I'm just a regular guy, you know.
Yeah.
And people have to just start doing something, whether it's a local access TV show, starting a website, I mean, anything. Get behind Ron Paul and whatnot. But I mean, we have to do something because time is definitely running out. Ernie, is there anything else that's on your mind before move on?
I want to thank you for your analysis, your website, and your excellent work on House Resolution 1955 that started all of these articles. A lot of people are now seeing it, even the ACLU, civil liberties groups. You're seeing more and more articles, newsreviews.com, also Global Research, and I thank you.
Thank you, Ernie. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
And, yeah, I mean, H.R. 1955, as Ernie mentioned, it's a draconian piece of legislation. It's probably one of the worst pieces of legislation that I've seen. It essentially defines homegrown terrorism, violent radicalization, as meaning anything from thought crime, from blogging, pretty much anything the government wants to define it as. It gives them a completely blank check to define homegrown terrorism as anything. And if you don't believe me, you can read my analysis. It's up on roguegovernment.com, and it's posted all over the internet. And fortunately, a lot of people, I'm really happy about this. They saw my analysis of it, and then people started looking at this bill, and they started writing their own analysis, and it started to snowball from there. And it's really good that we're getting the word out about that bill, because it's one of the worst pieces of legislation that I've seen. I mean, we've had some bad ones: the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act. I mean, you name it, some horrible, horrible bills. But this one, if this thing gets passed, and considering that 404 people voted for this thing, you know, it just freaks me out. It just completely freaks me out. But anyway, I'm told we have another call. We have Harold in Tennessee. Harold, how you doing?
Yeah, are you there?
Yes. What's on your mind, Harold?
Oh, a little bit of nothing, a whole lot of everything. Now, I was thinking about what you said about them people trading in their guns for these gift cards from Walmart.
Yes.
That's about the stupidest thing that they can do. And they're wanting to put all our soldiers, all our military overseas. They're wanting to turn their laws of that lost treaty where they turn our oceans over to the United Nations. And our dollar is not worth a flip. So they got all our boys over there, and they can't get home. So who's going to defend this country except the ones that are here?
Well, yeah, Harold, you're absolutely right. We're about to break, but hold that thought. We'll be back with Harold on our side. This is Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Give me faith.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Okay, we're back on Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we've got Harold from Tennessee. And Harold, you want to fish up your thought?
Yeah. And with this useless money we got, how in the world are they going to pay for anything? For gas?
Well, that's the question. that's really the key question.
Our military is all overseas. How in the world are they going to get them home? So if the people here in this country ain't got no guns to defend us, we're in bad doo-doo, worse than what we are now.
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, the bottom line is I think the Second Amendment is very important. And if you don't have a firearm or anything, I highly recommend that you get one just for your own personal protection.
Get a bunch of them and a lot of ammunition and know how to use them.
Absolutely, Harold. Anything else in your mind before I get the next caller?
Well, I'm welcoming you aboard. I'm used to listening to Rick about this time.
Well, I appreciate you listening in, and hope you continue to do so.
Always. It's on the station I can get any sense out of.
Yeah, I hear you. The mainstream media just doesn't cut it. You don't see any truth on there. So, but, Harold, I appreciate the call. We've got to get on to John in Iowa. John, you're on Live Free or Die Radio. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you this fine evening?
Very good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I heard that, and I what he's saying about, you know, people turning their guns for gift cards to Walmart.
Yes.
Have we really degenerated to that point that people will just do that?
I just think it's one of those deals where people just don't realize what they're doing. And I'm not sure if it's actually from Walmart. Let me just get the article. It's in San Francisco. You have these San Francisco police officers who are exchanging gift cards for guns. I don't know if it's necessarily Walmart, but it's as if people don't understand the importance of the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment was designed so we had a recourse to defend ourselves against a tyrannical government.
Yeah, I mean, but God help us if they take that thing national. I mean, because it sounds like we just got a lot of sheep out there that just, oh, this is convenient. You know, that's the craziest thing I've heard so far today. I mean, even crazier than the discussion about 1959. I mean, because, I mean, that's our defense against that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just don't understand why people would actually willingly just hand over their firearms, a perfect way to defend themselves from a criminal or whatever for gift cards to buy useless crap. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean that's a tool for safety for food. I mean, just that's crazy.
Well, I mean, we live in a crazy world. I mean, I got all this news. Since I only have an hour program, I can't go over all of it. But I mean, there is just so much crazy stuff going on. I mean, this is just one of them. And all these stories, literally, I could sit here and analyze each story for over an hour. I mean, that's how much insanity we're dealing with. It's almost as if the whole world has just gone completely upside down.
I just don't get that. I mean, I'm not a gun owner myself. I just don't have the money to get one. But you know, it's a right that I cherish.
No, I hear you. It's a right I cherish as well. You know, I'm a gun owner, and I think it's important to own a firearm just for your own protection. And in case everything just goes completely mad, if you have some sort of economic collapse or some sort of situation where they actually bring in the militarized police state, you know, a firearm and some means to defend yourself is going to be extremely valuable.
Yeah. I mean, Lord knows what it's going to be like, but I can't think or believe that whatever military aggressive police come in are going to be concerned about the burglar that breaks into your home. You know, the guy that's trying to, you know, rape your daughter because he's sick or frustrated or whatever. You know?
No, I hear you. I totally agree. Because the police, by the time you call the police and you got a burglar inside your house, the police aren't going to be able to help you. But if you got a firearm right there, you'll have the means to defend yourself right when this criminal enters your place of business or your home or what have you. So, I mean, it's such an important right to have and something that people need to be more cognizant of. But is there anything else that's on your mind? I got to cover some more news, but if you want to finish up your thought.
No, I think that's it. I'd urge, you know, people out there that if, you know, they know someone that's too poor like myself to afford a gun, you know, it's the Christmas season, time to be giving. You know, give them the gift of freedom.
I hear you. And thanks for the call. Really appreciate it, John. And I'm going to move on to some of our news and information here. Had a lot of callers, so had to get some. But well, let me get into this news with Russia, okay? Now, I'm going to just read from this story. This is – let me just grab this real quick. This is from CNN. Putin saying the vote victory is a mandate, and I'll read from it. Russian President Vladimir Putin Monday declared his party's parliamentary victory as a mandate to cement power, according to the Associated Press, reporting remarks he made on Russian TV. But international electoral monitors and foreign governments have questioned the fairness of the vote, which will let him wield power beyond the end of his presidential term. Putin's United Russia Party had 63.2% of the vote from 92% of precincts reporting, according to the Central Election Commission, enough to form a majority in the Duma, Russia's lower house of parliament, party leader Boris Gryzlov said. Putin was top of United Russia's list of candidates, guaranteeing him a parliamentary seat and allowing him to extend his influence when his presidential term ends in 2008, perhaps as prime minister. And what's interesting is that Russia is basically, it's a total police state. You have journalists that are winding up dead. You have Garry Kasparov, who was forming an opposition to Vladimir Putin. He was actually imprisoned. He wasn't allowed to run, nor his party was allowed to run for parliament. So you basically have a whole police state being set up in Russia. I mean, you got police state being set up everywhere. Everywhere in the world, they're setting up this global enslavement grid through militarized police, through all this technology. I mean, it would take hours to do detail all of the different surveillance cameras and these high-tech gadgets that they're using to spy on us and to turn our society into this Big Brother surveillance grid. I mean, it's just completely and totally crazy what is happening here. I mean, the Constitution is just being ripped to shreds. They might as well just put the Constitution in a paper shredder at this rate when you have things like H.R. 1955 going on. And, of course, the H.R. 1585, the Defense Authorization Bill, which actually authorizes plans for martial law inside the House version of that bill. And they still have to debate the differences between the Senate version and the House version that was passed. But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if those provisions that were in the House version actually end up in the finalized version of the bill that gets sent to the president. I mean, you just see all the plans. You look at the Northern Command, this essentially it's basically a military command that has been given operational control over North America. And what they have some plans. I tell you what, if you want to see what these people have planned, read the Vision 2020 document that is up on Northern Command's website. You go to northcom.mil. And these people, what these people have envisioned for the year 2020 is nothing short of a totalitarian, militarized police state within this North American Union that they're trying to form. And it just defies belief, at least for me, that people just do not see what's going on. They just believe all this crap in the mainstream media. Oh, no, there is no North American Union. It's just a conspiracy theory. There's no NAFTA superhighway. Meanwhile, you have these three leaders, I use that term loosely, of these three nations that are meeting in secret behind closed doors, and they just laugh whenever a question is asked them, well, gee, are you forming a North American Union? And then you have the Canadian Prime Minister make some snide remark saying, well, gee, yeah, I mean, I know there's a lot of people saying all these things, and you know, they try to make it out to be like it's this whole thing that is just a complete conspiracy theory, even though they're meeting in secret discussing these very things. They try to make fun of anybody who is actually talking about these things. I mean, you look at Security Prosperity Partnership, the documents Judicial Watch got. I mean, they are planning a North American Union. And you can just look at the stuff that's public, that's available, the Vision 2020 document, all the stuff on the Security Prosperity Partnership website, North American Competitiveness Council. You can look at the work Jerome Corsi has done. I mean, it's all out there. But the mainstream media still thinks it's a conspiracy theory. It's unreal. Let me get into some other news. There's a lot of stuff here. Let me get into this one. This one kind of irritated me. All right, this is from ABC News. And in this article, it dictates John Edwards' plan for a universal health care program. And what's remarkable about this whole thing, or in this bill that he proposed, I guess it's just his plan. They haven't proposed a bill yet, thankfully. But he was actually saying that they'd actually garnish wages from people who do not contribute into this plan. Well, let me just read a little bit from this article that details John Edwards' wonderful socialistic healthcare program. Let me just see here real quick. Just trying to determine this. All right, here we go. All right. A newly covered individual will not only have access to health benefits, but also be responsible for making monthly payments with the help of a tax credit. The exact size of the financial obligation would vary according to a person's income. If a person did not meet his or her monthly financial obligation for a set period of time, the Edwards plan would empower the federal government to garnish an individual's wages for purposes of collecting back premiums with interest and collection costs. So, unbelievably, this plan, he would actually, assuming this plan actually got passed in the law, he'd actually have the power to garnish wages from people if they didn't pay or contribute into this program. Now, why should I pay for somebody else's health care? If the IRS didn't steal all the money they currently steal from us, I would be in a much better position to pay for my own health care. But instead, the government has to step in and steal money from one group of people to pay somebody else. And that's where the unfairness of this whole system is. And his plan would actually require notifications to the IRS, establish this new regional or state-based healthcare agency. He dubs it the healthcare market. I mean, this is just total craziness. This whole bureaucracy. I mean, we can't even afford what we got now. We have our whole military stretched all over the globe in 130-something countries, and they want to pay for this universal healthcare plan. I think it's clear right now that our nation, I mean, we don't live in a free country. We live in a country that's ruled by a bunch of tyrants that advocate socialism, fascism, and collectivism, and all these other different ideals that spit in the face of what the founding fathers of this country envisioned for our nation. I just don't understand how they could think that they could pay for something like this. Oh yeah, we're just gonna tax you more. Well, I mean, it's gonna get to the point where everybody is just gonna be completely broke because of what's going on with the dollar, what's going on I just mentioned that article with the debt. I mean, we're at $9 trillion in debt, and it just keeps piling up because the Federal Reserve continues to print more and more money out of thin air. These people are bankrupting our nation through all these different programs. It's just so frustrating. Let me talk about this other story here. Paul Wolfowitz, he's actually resurfaced. Now, for those of you unfamiliar with Paul Wolfowitz, he was one of the principal architects of the Iraq War. He's also the former president of the World Bank. He left because of improper raises he gave to his girlfriend, who actually worked underneath him. And we thought that was it for Paul Wolfowitz. Well, now he's back. Here's a story from Newsweek. Don't ever say the Bush administration doesn't take care of its own. Nearly 3 weeks after Paul Wolfowitz resigned as deputy defense secretary and 6 months after his stormy departure as president of the World Bank amid allegations that he improperly awarded a raise to his girlfriend, he's in line to return to public service. I like how they call it public service. They're not serving me. They're not serving me, and they're not serving the American people, that's for sure. And goes on to say, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has offered Wolfowitz, a prime architect of the Iraq War, a position as chairman of the International Security Advisory Board, a prestigious State Department panel, according to two department sources who declined to be identified discussing personnel matters. The 18-member panel, which has access to highly classified intelligence, advises Rice on disarmament, nuclear proliferation, WMD issues, and other matters. We think he is well-suited and will do an excellent job, said one senior official. I mean, these criminals, these people, they just keep recycling them. I thought that was it for Paul Wolfowitz, and lo and behold, here he is again, doing who knows what, this International Security Advisory Board. I was seeing suspicion it might be involved with all this H.R. 1955 and Senate Bill 1959, that type of stuff. Who knows what this International Security Advisory Board does. I mean, what I believe is going to happen with this whole thing, I was set up H.R. 1955 and all this stuff, they want to make it to get to a point where if you question global government, if you question the New World Order, and you question all these things are happening, you'll be labeled as a terrorist and subject to imprisonment. And that's really the type of system they're trying to set up. And it's absolutely horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. Only got like a minute or so before the break. Let me see what our news stories we have here we want to cover. And I got 1 minute left. Let me see here. There's so many news stories. Let me cover this guns for gift cards thing real quick, since it seemed to be a popular topic of conversation. From Fox News. I hate to quote Fox News, but here it is. A man carrying a semi-automatic handgun approached a group of San Francisco police officers Saturday afternoon and with a smile handed over the pistol in exchange for $150 in gift cards. I used to fire it at balls due to some plinking in the woods, said the gun's owner, 48-year-old Bruce Bourne. But I have a 6-year-old daughter now. My wife was uncomfortable with it being in the house. You know, that's just frustrating, because the wife should understand that it's a lot better if the gun is in the house, because you have the ability to protect yourself. But anyway, we're about to break. More Live Free or Die Radio on the other side on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Okay, we're back here on Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks again for tuning into the debut broadcast of this program. Again, I am your host, Lee Rogers. Only got like 3 minutes left in the program, so I'm going to try to go over a few news stories real quick. Let me see here. Oh, what do we want to go over? Oh, here's one. I want to go over this fluoridation one. This one's interesting. Let's see if I can find this. Oh, geez. Where is it? I thought I had it, but I can't find it anymore. Well, actually, let's go over this one, and I'll find the fluoridation one. Let's go over this one. Feds consider nationwide school junk food ban. From the New York Times. Federal lawmakers are considering the broadest effort ever to limit what children eat. A national ban on selling candy, sugary soda, and salty, fatty food in school snack bars, vending machines, and cafeteria lines. Whether the measure, an amendment to the Farm Bill, can survive the convoluted politics that have bogged down the legislation in the Senate is one issue. Whether it can survive the battle among factions and the fight to improve school food is another. Now, here's my main problem with it. You know, I'm all for children eating healthy, but you know what's interesting is that the more regulation and rules we've had, the less healthy our children have become. We didn't have this problem back in the 50s and 60s. And now we have the federal government. They want to mandate what schools can serve in their cafeterias. I mean, this is just completely insane. This is a decision that should be decided upon at the local school district, not at the federal government level. And you got this guy, Senator Tom Harkin, Democrat, Iowa. And you got this other senator, Lisa Murkowski, Republican from Alaska. Again, both sides of the political paradigm on the left and right coming together to try to pass more legislation that increases the power of the nanny state. It's just so insanely frustrating to see this. Here's the fluoride article. Okay, I found it. I'm not seeing things. All right, here's the fluoride article. This is reported by WKYC in Cleveland. Nationwide fluoride shortage being felt. This is actually a good thing. And if you look at the history of Nazi Germany and everything like that, they used fluoride to put in the water supply in the concentration camps to ensure they had a docile group of people. And that's what they're doing to us. They're doing the same thing. Let me read from the article. The city of Cleveland's water system is feeling the impact of a nationwide fluoride shortage. Some water systems across the country have had to stop fluoridating water because they've been unable to buy it. Fluoride is a trace chemical added to water to help strengthen and protect teeth. That's just the first few cents. I mean, it's just totally and completely insane. Fluoride is used to ensure the populations are more docile. It's a poison. But they sell it to people. They sell this poison, just like they do all these other pharmaceutical drugs and all this other crazy stuff, as something that's good for you. This is not good for you. This is not good for you. So it's actually good news of fluoride shortage. They can stop polluting our water supply with all this crap. My goodness. Let me see if there's any other news stories I want to get into real quick before we wrap up the show. Here's an interesting one. 8 men claim sexual encounters with Larry Craig from the Associated Press. 8 men say they either had sex with Senator Larry Craig or were targets of sexual advances by the Idaho lawmaker at various times during his political career, a newspaper reported. One of the men is a former escort whose allegations disgraced the Reverend Ted Haggard, former president of the National Association of Evangelicals, the Idaho Statesman reported Sunday. I mean, it's just complete total craziness. I mean, was it half the party? Is half the Republican Party homosexual or a pedophile? I mean, I just don't know. It's completely insane. But anyway, thanks again for listening to the show. Appreciate you tuning in to the debut broadcast of this program. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Thanks again for listening.